Blog Talk Radio.
Name. It was, you know, this is
you know, I didn't go out and advertise this to everybody, but I would rather keep it with those who are faithful and who, mm-hmm. you know, who are here all the time. And so it will just be probably be just us, because I did not go out, you know, to any of the other churches that I deal with, you know, didn't send out any emails. But nevertheless, this is the Pentecost, and we want to celebrate it amongst family. And so thank you, sisters, for being obedient. I really do. A lot of the people that, you know, are still in Sunday church, and they're, you know, they're celebrating their Pentecost at their churches, and that's understandable, and that's all, you know, good and well. So I pray that you sisters have gotten together and cooked a meal with each other.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. We didn't never order did. Churches or something like that, right?
No, never. We always keep them track, you know.
So you didn't order churches or anything. Oh, so I don't miss the churches.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I think you always
cook. Yeah. Amen. What did you guys cook?
Well, we got some kale greens. I'm making some high water cornbread. I got canned sweet potatoes. And Denise brought rotisserie chicken, and I cut it up, and I put it as a sauce of my own.
Amen. 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 All right. Let's go ahead and let's get started on this Pentecost. I want your sisters to understand that is really critical in the body of Messiah, because this is a celebration of our citizenship in the kingdom. And this is, you know, this day really marked the day that the Most High said, okay, I'm opening this to everyone, and those who are obedient. And so we want to acknowledge that today, and we want to celebrate that. We want to give the Most High glory, because he didn't have to do it. I mean, he really could have just said, I'm going to start over. Y'all just ain't worth it. Because, you know, we are, you know, just a stiff neck and a hard-head people. But to those that are faithful, the Most High Elohim is faithful. So let us start off with All right. I notice the ladies already have their heads covered. We celebrate the Feast of Pentecost as an appointment with Yah Elohim, as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Father. We fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the eternal one, and Elohim of hosts. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abound in loving kindness, and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all powerful to save and to bestow gracious favors on your people. In love, you are holy, your name is holy, and we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And all the people repeat after me. Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Yah, our Elohim.
Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings, to rejoice before you in salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua HaMashiach. You have given us the Pentecost to your great spiritual harvest of those that love you and keep your commandments. We celebrate our adoption as your children, and we celebrate receiving our citizenship in your kingdom. We proclaim before the world that Yeshua is our King and reassert our commitment and our obedience and our love towards him. And all the ladies say, blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us.
Who has kept us.
And sustained us.
And sustained us.
And enable us to keep this appointment with you. Amen. Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth. Dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion, when you will restore your divine glory upon her. All. We bless and praise you.
Bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsel.
For your eternal counsel.
When you will have compassion.
You will have compassion.
Upon your people.
Upon your people.
And restore your glory.
Restore your glory.
Once again.
Once again.
Upon Zion.
Upon Zion.
And your kingdom shall be exalted.
And your kingdom shall be exalted.
Over all.
Over all.
The book of Acts, chapter 2. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And where did I go here? We are going to hear the shofar again. Also, in the day of your gladness and in your appointed feast, you shall blow the shofar over your burnt offering and over your sacrifices of your peace offering, and they shall be a memorial for you before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. And all the people say, blessed are the people.
Blessed are the people
that know the sound of the shofar.
And knows the sound of the shofar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We walk in the light of your countenance. Oh, yeah. Elohim. Let us say this one. No, you don't have to repeat that. Let us go to...
Hallelujah.
Israel. Shema Israel.
Right, amen, 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 amen. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Hallelujah. Let's give the Most High hand clap of praise, because truly he's worthy. Our heart Now, we know this is a very special day because this wasn't always available to us. And to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory so that the illumination of your presence will manifest through us. The book of Philippians, chapter 3. The book of Philippians, chapter 3. And when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
The book of Philippians, chapter 3, starting in verse 20. For our citizenship. Now, your Bible might read conversation. Different translations have this in a different form. And let me see what version I got this out of. This is coming actually out of the web version. For our conversation or our citizenship is in heaven, from where we also wait for our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, who will change the body of our humiliation to be conformed to the body of his glory, according to the working by which he is able to even to subject all things to himself. Now, this is where I will read, and then I will ask you to respond, okay? So I will read, and I will ask you to respond. Yeah, will you continue to accept us as your children? And the people respond, we are the children of God.
Can you repeat that again, Brother Miles?
And the people respond, we are the children of Yah.
We are the children of Yah.
Yah, will you affirm our citizenship in your kingdom? And all the people respond, we accept citizenship in your kingdom.
We accept citizenship from your kingdom.
Yeah, will you give us the spirit of one accord? And all the people respond, we receive the spirit of one accord.
We receive the spirit of one accord.
Yeah, will you write your law in our hearts and in our minds? And the people, we receive the laws of Yah.
We receive the laws of Yah.
In our hearts.
In our hearts.
And in our minds.
In our minds.
Yah, will you help us to fear you and to keep your commandments? And the people respond, we will fear Yah and keep his commandments.
We will fear Yah and keep his commandments.
Yah, will you help us to be strong in the power of your might? And the people respond, we will depend on Yah. He is our power.
We will depend on Yah. He is our power.
Yah, will you include us in the number on the last day? The people respond, we believe Yah will raise us on the last day.
We believe that Yah will raise us on the last day.
All right, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. The book of Revelation, chapter 14. And when you have it, if you'll say amen. The book of Revelation, chapter 14, starting in verse 1. All right, do we have it?
Yes, amen.
Amen. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 20. I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him a number, 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven, like the sound of many waters, like the sound of a great thunder. The sound which I heard was like that of a harpist playing on their harp. They sing a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one can learn the song except the 144,000, those who had been redeemed out of the earth. These are those who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed by Yeshua from among men, the first fruits to Elohim and to the Lamb. In their mouth was found no lie. In their mouth was found no lie, for they are blameless. I saw an angel flying in mid heaven, having an eternal good news to proclaim to those who dwell on the earth and to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said with a loud voice, "Fear Elohim and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment is come. Worship him who made heaven and earth and the sea and the springs of water." A second angel followed, saying, "Babylon the great has fallen, which has made all the nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her sexual immorality." A third followed them, saying with a great voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he also will drink of the wine of the wrath of Elohim, which is prepared unmixed in the cup of his anger. He will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the presence of his holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. The smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest, day and night, those who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints, those who keep the commandments of Elohim and the faith of Yeshua. I heard the voice from heaven saying, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in Yah from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their work follow with them. I look, and behold a white cloud, and on the cloud one sitting like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle." Another angel came out from the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, "Send forth your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." He who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. We pray for this day when Messiah shall reap the earth. We pray that we are in that number. Now, this is not just 144,000. These are all the saints who have kept the commandments of the Most High, who have been faithful, and who have received the Ruach HaKodesh. We find here is where he's going to reap. And we want to be in this number. Another angel came out of the altar, he who had the power of fire. And he called with a great voice to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, "Send forth your sharp sickle." And I think I skipped a verse. Yeah, let's go back to verse 17. Another angel came out from the temple, which is in heaven. He also had a sharp sickle. So we see the Son of Man, he sticks his sickle in and he reaps. Now we see another angel. And he comes out of the temple. And he says he also has a sharp sickle. And then another angel came out from the altar, he who has power over fire. And he called with a great voice to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, "Send forth your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vines of the earth, for the earth's grapes are fully ripe." The angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vintage of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of Elohim. The winepress was trodden outside of the city, and blood came from the winepress even to the bridles of the horse, as far as 1,600 stanza. Okay, that reads different in your Bible. I think I copied this from a wrong version, but anyway. What we want to take from these verses is simply this. Messiah is going to reap his harvest. And he's going to reap the saints, all those who are faithful to him, all those who have done what he has said to do concerning salvation. And then there's going to be another angel that comes out of the temple, and he's going to reap all those who took the mark of the beast. And he's going to, and they are classified as grapes. And he throws them into the winepress of the wrath of the Most High. You and I want to be in that first reaping. We want to be reaped by Messiah because we have been faithful and that we have kept his commandments. We have been faithful to him, and we have pursued him with everything that is within us. We celebrate this Pentecost because he has allowed us to become his children and citizens in his kingdom. And all we have to do is to remain faithful. So let us go before our Most High Elohim, and let us raise our hands to him on this, his feast of Pentecost, the day that he released his citizenship to his saints, that he should, that we should be one of the ones that he reached. Father Yah, we thank you even right now. We glorify you and we lift you up. We hear your word, Father, and we obey. We understand that you have made this day that we might become your children, that we might become citizens in your kingdom. And we celebrate. We celebrate you in HaMashiach, in Christ, Father, for the salvation that you have provided to us, this great gift that you have given to us, eternal life in your kingdom. And Father, we just glorify you even right now. We magnify your name from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, Father. We thank you for the opportunity to be citizens in your kingdom, to be found worthy, to glorify you, and to magnify you, and to reflect your essence in the world, Father, that we might offer the kingdom to all mankind. This you have commanded us to do when you said, go and baptize every one of you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach men whatsoever I have commanded you. Father, we hear the order. We understand and we obey. And our only purpose in this life, Father, is to bring glory to you and all the sons that you have called. Father, let us be a voice unto them. May it be your will, Yah, our Elohim, and the Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this celebration, the pardoning of sins, that all those that might come, Father, that they would enter the kingdom in spirit and in truth. Father, for those of us who are listening, and those that wanted to be here and could not be, if we have any sin, Father, that is not willful, but if we have sinned in ignorance, Father, we pray that you will forgive us even right now. Father, if we have willfully sinned, Father, we lay out before you, we stretch out, and we ask for your mercy upon mercy upon mercy. But we know that we don't deserve forgiveness. But you are a merciful Elohim, Father, and we put it before you. Forgive us our sin. forgive us our iniquities. Bless and sanctify this Pentecostal to all your people with joy and gladness, with blessing and provisions for all our needs in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the paths of your righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessings. Fill us with your Holy Spirit as we come together to praise your holy name and to proclaim your kingdom in the earth. Help us to complete the mission that you have ordained for us, to preach the gospel into all the world and to teach men everything that you have taught. We long for the day when Torah will go forth from Zion to all nations, when darkness will flee away, when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, and when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth, and his name one. And let all the people say, Amen. Father Yah, we give you gratitude. Creator of the universe, for renewal of our lives, for our citizenship in the kingdom, for our adoption as sons. Father, we thank you even right now because you didn't have to do it. Thank you for allowing us to be your children, for adopting us, for declaring that that is my child. Oh, Yah, our Elohim, we call upon you this day to hear our prayers for forgiveness for all our transgressions against you, Father, and for your people and for all mankind. Father, you said many are called and few are chosen. Father, include us in the chosen. Be our Elohim and our rock and our redeemer. Hear our prayer. O Yah Elohim of our fathers and our Elohim, we thank you in the Pentecost for making a way where there was no way. For first loving us, we pray always that you will. We pray that you give us what we need spiritually to grow into your likeness. We pray that you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways. We pray that you would give us our citizenship if we don't already have it. We pray that you give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times. That you would give us what we need financially, Father, that we might bless others and have sufficient for ourselves, and that we might do the work that you have assigned to us. That you would give us what we need physically, that we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do. Amen. Let me have you, sisters, to get your wine or your grape juice, whatever you have. And when you have it, if you say, all right, and did you sisters tell me to hold on?
until we're ready.
All right, amen. Let us place the right hand over the cup that you have, or the bottle, whichever one it may be. Father Yah, we come before you right now. We bless this wine or this grape juice, Father. We understand that it represents the blood of Messiah. And we would ask that you would bless it, Father, for our spiritual blessing. We might be partakers of the covenant. Yah is incomprehensible, the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be our Heavenly Father, the great creator. Chose to emerge from dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and revealed himself through his creation, this manifestation of light into this world. Yahshua said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. After the same manner, also he took the cup. And when he had said, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may take your cup. As Messiah said, drink ye all of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who creates the fruit of the vine. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise for the blood of Messiah. Unleavened bread. And let us place it in our left hand and put our right hand over it. Father Yah, we thank you for the body of Messiah. We thank you for his obedience and going to the cross and to be beaten and broken for us. Father, to be marred beyond recognition. And Father, we don't take his body lightly. We don't take his death lightly. We thank you for the gift of salvation. And we eat it in remembrance of you, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Savior. We thank you so much, for without you, we would still be lost. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Take the bread and eat all of it. All right. And everyone repeat after me. Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Yah, our Elohim.
Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
For sanctifying us, your people.
For sanctifying us, your people.
And making us your children.
And making us your children.
And citizens in your kingdom.
And citizens in your kingdom.
Let us go to the Most High, another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you and praise you for your redemption you have provided in Yeshua HaMashiach and for all the mighty acts that you have performed on our behalf and for the victory that you have given us in our lives, both at this time and in previous times. You are a mighty Elohim and Savior, and all who live shall thank you and praise your name in truth. Blessed are you, O Yahweh. Elohim of our salvation and our secure and our redeemer. You are good and worthy to be praised, and we give thanks unto you for all your great benefits to us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let us now get those meals that y'all prepared, those that kale and that baked chicken.
Okay. You can
get that kale and that
baked chicken.
Y'all
crazy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, let us bless the food. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you provide for us. We thank you for your manifold blessings. We thank you for the food which we are about to eat and the nourishment of our bodies. In Christ's name, say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Any testimonies this week?
Well, I'm
glad
Father brought me out of their car accident.
Amen.
And I got one. I just thank the Father. I just thank the Father for my beautiful sister. I thank him for Sister Mary and Sister Denise. I thank him for the breath of life. I thank him for my children, my grandchildren. I thank him for the ministry. I thank you for your brother Miles and your prayers and the strength that he's giving you to press on. And I just want to tell him thank you.
Amen.
I'm grateful. I know that some days I get on people's nerves, especially the fathers in heaven, but he's still merciful. I still got work to do. He's not finished with any of us yet. And maybe just be better citizens for the kingdom to come. I just thank
you
for the
birth
of life.
Amen. I want to thank the Father. Excellent testimony. I'm sorry, repeat that last thing again.
No, I just said, you know what? I'm glad you asked if there any testimony, because he said even the rocks cry out for him. I know we got to say
that. Amen. You don't want no rock out praising you. Amen. I thank the Most High for each and every one of you. I look at, you know, we all have lives to live and we got things to do.
And I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank y'all for putting the spirit of faithfulness in you. I thank you that he kept the people safe. You know, Sister Mary being in that car accident, that could have turned out a lot different.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And so, you know, I thank him for that. It could have been, amen, it could have been one of us who died of COVID.
Yeah.
I thank him for keeping us safe. Because, you know, this is not something to play with.
No.
I thank him for, you know, my sister Denise, who, she don't never have a complaint.
Amen.
Just, you know, either my sister Mary either. But, you know, Yah is working in each and every one of the lives, and I can see it. And I appreciate the things that he's doing with you guys. So I just want to thank him for each and every one of you.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that he's going to deliver me from this beast called Amazon.
I know. Amazon is a beast.
It is. Yah will do the work. And I, you know, it's in his hands.
Yeah.
You know, so let me play some music. And you know what? Just be joyful and thankful that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are not even thinking about Pentecost. Ain't nothing out there anymore.
Here we go again, Israel. A lot of Israelites is going back into the world, you know what I'm saying? I can't figure it out. I mean, where you gonna go? Where you gonna go after you heard this truth? Funny how things work out. I never thought I'd see. proud of, but I'm so glad that he's willing to forgive me of my sins. And I'm so glad, oh, God don't stand a chance if it's based on my goodness. And I don't stand a chance if it's all about me. So now I'm leaning and depending on the fact that he died for me. I'm so and I know it, but I'm so glad, yeah, that he had a change of plans in my future. I'm so glad, cause I ain't stand a chance with the way that I was living. I ain't stand a chance, only think about me. So now I'm leaning and depending on the fact that he died for me.
Even when it's harder,
sacrifice too much. And the truth out the truth back and forth too much.
Yeah. Everything withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you. I give myself away. I give myself. I give myself away so you. I give myself away.
You provide the spirit.
You provide.
Is that the mention?
I'm not apologizing. I didn't forget about you, sisters. I've just been here praising the Most High in this music, and I pray that you have been as well. That's all I have to say. And, you know, something about praising the Most High and his music, and I can't sing, so I have to play the music. But I pray that your meal was well. I know everybody has to go to work tomorrow. If you will hang in there with me for one or two more songs, then we will end. I hear you unmuted, but I don't hear anything. Okay, if you're saying something, I can't hear you. Okay, my sisters, y'all there?
Yes, we are.
All right, amen. All right, if y'all will hang with me one or two more songs, then we will even close this up. What did I have playing? Yeah.
Break.
So excited when I think of all the things you've done for me. Do as you will, you want done with me. Oh yeah, 'cause I'm tired of fighting. Sometimes it gets hard, I cannot do it alone. 'Cause I need you, yeah, on my side. You are the light up high
to worship you.
To worship you.
And I bow
down on my knees.
All praise to you.
All
praise
to you.
Up high
to worship you.
My knee.
I vow to be humble. Yeah, hearken to my sincere supplication. When I'm weak and when I stumble, you are always there to catch me when I fall. You are my rock and salvation. Only one that I can trust, you're my best friend. Whenever I'm in doubt, to you I'll give a shout. With hands held high, I'll be calling on your name. Yeah, I raise
to worship you.
Bow down,
all
praise
to you.
Up high. I need you. Yeah, I need you. Yeah, I need you. Oh, I need you. Oh, I need you. Oh, I need you. I need you. Oh, I need you.
I need you.
Yes, I need you.
His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And when they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, I will bless them. He who exists will present you gifts and will guard you with a hedge of protection. He who exists will illuminate you with the holiness of his being, bringing order, shalom. And he will beautify you. He who exists will lift up the wholeness of his being and look upon you to set in place all you need to be whole and complete. Happy Sabbath, my sisters. Happy Sabbath. Happy peace. Happy Pentecost. Feast of Pentecost. I pray that Yah be with you in everything that you do, and that he richly blesses you. In all. With that being said, I thank you for hanging in here with me, my sister.
You're welcome.
And happy Pentecost to both of you, to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. May the Most High encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. Until we meet again, my sisters, shalom.
Shalom.
Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. You created the world and the universe, and everything that lives and breathes, you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning, and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpacha, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't?